Mary Oliver, one of my favorite poets, has passed away today, and I wanted to read a few of her poems. And this will go out to those who like poetry. I'm not a great reader of poems, but I'm going to give it a shot. Love, sorrow. Love, sorrow. She is yours now, and you must take care of what has been given. Brush her hair, help her into her little coat, hold her hand, especially when crossing a street. For think, what if you should lose her? Then you would be sorrow yourself. Her drawn face, her sleeplessness would be yours. Take care, touch her forehead that she feel herself not so utterly alone, and smile that she does not altogether forget the world before the lesson. Have patience in abundance, and do not ever lie or ever leave her even for a moment. But herself, by herself, sorry, let me start that again, and smile that she does not altogether forget the world before the lesson. Have patience in abundance, and do not ever lie or ever leave her even for a moment by herself, which is to say, possibly again, abandoned. She is strange, mute, difficult, sometimes unmanageable, but remember she is a child, and amazing things can happen. And you may see, as the two of you go walking together in the morning light, how little by little she relaxes. She looks about her. She begins to grow. That's by Mary Oliver. I have another one I want to read. Let me get to it. I just found out this evening. I guess it was announced this morning. I've been out doing my lesson at school. This one's called The Journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began through the voices around you, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Mary Oliver. I think I'll do one more. I'm struck with this because Mary Oliver, she was 83. I haven't read much about her. Maybe I'll be reading her biography or autobiography. This is from her page on Facebook, they put a poem. When death comes. When death comes, like the hungry bear in autumn, when death comes and takes all the bright coins from his purse to buy me, and snaps the purse shut, when death comes like the measle pox, When death comes like an iceberg between the shoulder blades, I want to step through the door full of curiosity, wondering, what is it going to be like, that cottage of darkness? And therefore, I look upon everything as a brotherhood and a sisterhood, and I look upon time as no more than an idea. And I consider eternity as another possibility. And I think of each life as a flower, as common as a field daisy, and as singular, and each name a comfortable music in the mouth, tending, as all music does, toward silence, and each body a lion of courage and something precious to the earth. When it's over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride married to amazement. I was the bridegroom taking the world into my arms. When it's over, I don't want to wonder if I have made of my life something particular and real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. I don't want to end up simply having visited this world. Rest in peace, Mary.